Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Bayer, and this is my brother, Jonah.
We're two siblings who love to talk about our childhood and nostalgia and how it shaped us into the people we are today.
Who couldn't rush more to talk to today's guest?
Welcome to How Did We Get Weird?
So, Jonah, we're so excited about our guest today. You know, I did a movie with him years ago, and I have a really funny story about it. Do you want to hear it, Jonah?
Absolutely.
Okay. When we were filming this movie, it was like in Rhode Island, I think. Anyway, we went to dinner one night with one of my closest friends, Ariel, and we were, it was our guest today, and Ariel, I don't know why I'm acting like it's a mystery who it is. I know it says in the episode.
You also haven't said what the name of the movie is either, so that might help too.
Okay. The movie was called The Polka King.
Great.
We were getting dinner one night, and my friend Ariel and I, and he started asking her what she does, like what her job is. And she was a professor at Harvard, and she did all this research and stuff. And he was asking her about all her research and stuff. And as she was explaining what she does, I realized that I didn't really know what she did. There were like so many cool details about her job that I had no idea about. And it's funny because, again, this is Jonah, you know Ariel. I mean, she's one of my closest friends in the world. And yet it took having our guest today at dinner with us to really find out what she was doing, because he's so thoughtful and such a good listener. And I'm always just like, let's focus on me.
Yeah, well, she teaches business too, I think, which can be, that can be complicated.
Yeah, a crossover between business and medicine and
right.
Science, because she's one of the smartest people in the world. Not to brag, Jonah.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, do you want to introduce today's guest? Maybe see if he remembers this.
Yeah, let's introduce him. Our guest today is an actor and musician who made his film debut in Wes Anderson's 1998 film Rushmore. Did you get that's what that would be? And has appeared in other films and TV shows you love, such as The Darjeeling Limited, which he co-wrote, the aforementioned The Polka King with moi, and more recently, Asteroid City, as well as a million other things, like, I don't know, a little show called I Love That For You. Please welcome our friend Jason Schwartzman.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
I'm a fan, and I'm excited to be here, and I'm so excited. I can't believe you do it all in real time like that. Your introduction where you say, we're brother, we're like, you do all of that.
That's fresh
every time, which I think is nice.
It's fresh.
So now, it's all one real thing. Oh, it's not thanks. It's not like a pre-taped thing.
Right.
No, well, the only thing pre-taped is the theme song, which no big deal. I co-wrote and played guitar on. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
So
it is a big deal. It is a big deal.
Jason, do you remember that dinner that we had with my friend? Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. Yes. More than anything, I just remember that we were sitting next to each other. She was across from me. There were three of us, so there was an empty chair next to her, maybe.
Wow.
And then it was at a restaurant that was like on the north side, I guess, of the street. And we were in a back corner.
Wow, you're remembering a lot of the location details.
Yeah, I know. It was obviously nighttime. It was dark and there was like a candle. It was really nice.
It was were we outside maybe? We were outside, right?
We were. No. I don't think that we were.
Okay.
Okay. But we had other meals where we were outside.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I mean, again, it's just my memory against you. We don't, I don't know. I could be telling
you. No,
wrong.
I believe you. I think you, it feels like you have more of a, can visualize it.
I just recall
well.
That night. Yeah, I think that, yeah, we were inside and it was great. And I, your friend, I just kept thinking, wow, what? It says so much about you that your friends are so nice.
Oh, that's very
nice. And that you've known them for so long and care about them. And I think it's totally great not to know about your everything about your friends' lives, because then there's more to learn, I suppose.
Well, that's a really nice way of framing it. This is Ariel Stern, one of my oldest friends, and I couldn't have told you.
Yeah,
I mean, I knew she did research and stuff, and I knew she worked in business, and I don't think I knew quite the level of the like science that was involved in what she was researching and stuff. And you were asking about that, and then by the end of the conversation, I was like, "Whoa, this is."
Have you taken that with you now into your relationship with her now?
Now I understand a little bit, but even though she's so smart, now I understand a little bit more. You know, the trials. Yeah. Like the different trials and the way that she does research that. I don't know. I feel like I'm not showing it by how I'm verbalizing this, but I do feel like I understand what she does a little bit more now.
That's great.
Jason, you've been in the biz for a while, like music, entertainment, film. Do you find it interesting talking to people from other industries? Like, is that interesting to you, I guess? Maybe that's a weird question, but because you've been part of this one world for so long.
I mean, it's something I've never really even thought about. This is like nothing new, but it's just like, it's always exciting to talk to anyone who loves something or is like really has an enthusiasm for something. And I think that more than anything, like I find that not like I'm studying or like judging or observing like how much they love something. I am listening to what they're saying, but it's intoxicating to have a conversation with anyone who had just spent a lot of time doing something that you have no concept of what that's like, and then finding, I suppose, maybe just like the similarities and because there are so many. To be passionate about anything is I don't know anything about that I don't know about, but
I find that you have such an interest in other people. And I will say, when you did, you know, you did two episodes of my show, which was so much fun, and you were so great.
I was so scared of the one day when I had to propose to that girl in the parking lot. I was really scared about that. I was really scared about it. Yeah, I had to propose to her, and I met her that morning. I met her like 10 minutes before.
The other thing that was so interesting about that woman was that she was like,
she was so nice.
She was playing your girlfriend, but she also said most days she does craft services. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
She was like, I'm usually
on the
in charge.
Mayans, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
She was like, I normally am in charge of craft services. Yeah. And it was like, what?
Yeah, so, it was great.
It was so crazy because the point is, I just was so impressed that she was able to act and also run a full, you know.
I know.
Craft service
table. I know. I mean, I don't know if it was the other way around. Like, I wonder if I was if I went and just did craft service on a film, and I wonder if it would be like, really, you also do something else besides this because you're so good at your,
yeah,
you're naturally a good craft service. Like, I wonder if it goes both ways, like that range.
I was just going to say, it's not like you just put out a table. It sounds like it's just a table of snacks, but you, first of all, you have to replenish it. Also, you're making like, there's like creations in there.
And absolutely.
Creations. I mean, there's apples with peanut butter, yes. Apple slices with peanut butter. And what's that? That's kind of like a famous one that people bring out.
Right.
Sometimes they'll bring out a soup. You know, yep. It's not just cold snacks, I guess is what people need to know.
No, I think that, you know, I think that it's important too to know that that's the great thing about, first of all, that I love about a set is how many different kind of units there are and different occupations that are all ideally kind of working to make one thing, you know?
Yes.
And yeah. How everyone's kind of helping each other. And I think what you're saying is absolutely right. And not to like get too into it, but like I find it really interesting, the craft service, because not they have to also just the hours are different, because typically like they are so boring. I'm finally able to talk about this. finally someone who gets it. because I talk to my kids about craft service and they like have no idea. They think it's about arts and craft. No, that they're at, like the hours are, you have to be there early and setting up. So when people get to work, if they haven't had a chance to eat or give themselves fuel, I suppose. And then, so you're dealing with people and then afterwards, you've got to pack it all up to maybe move to a different location or preserve the food and then go shopping.
Yeah, you have to go shopping. So much shopping.
You know, so much shopping. And then also I think about having to watch and see what people are gravitating towards.
Yeah.
And then what you're going to go, okay, we're going to need more rice cakes tomorrow.
Like, yeah.
I did not plan for this group of people to like rice cakes so much. You know what I mean? Like, it must be different.
Yeah.
Like, when you start a new project, observing the eating and feeding habits of the different people and kind of going like, I need to buy more of that next time. And then I also think like, and then some people, they have like specific stuff that they like, and I would imagine that the craft service is in charge of remembering that, which I think is really hard. Like, oh no, they don't like that. They like this, or just beginning as the thing goes on to, you know, and also I think that, you know, in the beginning, it's all everyone's meeting each other and being so helpful in it. Like, you know, at a certain point, like imagine like you are responsible for people getting like low blood sugar, maybe, or hungry. You know, I've seen people get, you know,
get
a sandwich, and it's no one's fault, but it's like, it's like you really got to be prepared. And
that's right.
And I really like, I just think it's great. And I also love, on some, I love on every movie, you know, I love the things that people accumulate over the course of their careers that they have on their carts and trucks and the things that they to make it feel like, to personalize it and to make it feel like this is my sound cart, and it's got little Christmas lights and maybe like a photo from another movie of them with like a, you know, a fake squirrel or just little things like you know what I mean, or like a candle from their child over there, just like the things that you bring along with you to make your life, which is often, you know, the hours can, you know, take you away from the things that you maybe know. Yeah, just the things that you keep consistent through your life that you use to customize your space.
Yeah.
And I find that definitely true with like people in like in the craft service, like just how much there is a sense of pride in making, keeping people fed and pictures up from the other movies and signed things like thanks for all the chips, you know, and like just like having pride in your history and what you've done. I just think it's really cool. And we did talk about that with me and that girl talked about that. That's what we were talking about between takes.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
although I think she was more new to the biz.
Maybe. That might be right. But, you know, everything you're saying really kind of brings up what I was going to say about you, which is that I think that people couldn't believe sort of how kind you were. You were talking to everybody. By the way, I knew that you were like this from working with you before. I wasn't like, wow, right. He's having a good day or something. But I felt like everyone was like, oh my God, because you were like, you were so genuinely interested in everybody in every different job that was going on the day that we were filming, from all the different, you know, departments, like you're saying, and talking to everyone. And everyone was like, I think because you like have done so much, you know, because you're a big star, Jason. I think people were like, oh, he's going to be like, give me a sandwich and I'll do my lines and get out of here or something.
Yeah.
And then when you were so nice to everybody and so genuinely interested in everybody, like people kept coming up to me and I was like, he's great. Like,
but it's so funny. They were saying the same thing about you. Like people were coming up saying like Vanessa and about Jack, who was also in the film, was like, how great you guys were, how funny and how sweet and how kind. Like I was hearing the same thing about you, just if that means anything. Like, and I think of you as being someone who really is like interested in other people and really listening and picking up on things. So I don't know. I think it more about you than anything.
Well, that's very nice, but I appreciate that. But you were like, just come. I don't know. It was cool.
Fun.
It was so fun.
I always thought so. Yeah.
It was great. That was great.
Incredible.
Fun. Yes, fun.
Jason, I want to kind of bring things way back for a minute.
Let's bring things back, Jonah.
Okay.
You were born
in
Los Angeles. And, you know, me and Vanessa were saying before, we're friends with your brother, Robert. What was the dynamic like with you two kids growing up in LA in the 80s? What was that like?
Well, so my father was married once before and my mother was married once before, and my father had two children from his previous marriage and my mother had one. And so really there were five of us.
Wow.
John, my eldest brother, and my sister Stephanie were just enough younger that by the time we were born, they were sort of on their way to going to, they were in the later stages of high school and then into college. And, you know, so they weren't in the house, you know, day to day.
Right.
And so it was really me and my brother, Matthew and Robert. And so I would say that, and so Matthew's 5 years older and then Robert and I are 2.5. And so I think that, you know, I was like the middle, I was kind of the middle brother, if that, I mean, it was a great, my sister is the coolest to this day, the coolest. I can't even believe I'm really related to this person.
Wow. Sometimes
I just go like, I wish that I could, when I meet someone who's like really great, I go, I wish I could just like call my sister and be like, can you come over right now? Just so this person can meet you and see how great you are. And then she's the first person I think of as being like, she was like, shaved her head, you know, pink hair, shaved her head. Like she was just cool. Yeah, she's great. She's the best. She's the best. She makes me so happy to this
day. That's so nice. Yeah, what does she do?
Many, many things. And she was just working at this beautiful ceramics. But talk about doing different jobs. Growing up, she did many different jobs in the film industry, like casting and production design.
Wow.
And she has a real, like she really learned a lot of different trades in the film industry. And I always admired, like I always remembered that as a kid, like that you can, you know, just how much she's learning about everything.
Yeah,
And retaining about it. But yeah, she's the cool. And yeah, just, her sculpting and it's beautiful. Amazing.
That's so great.
And my brother, John's a cinematographer. And Matthew's a writer and I'm here. And then my little brother is just this mysterious, incredible man.
did you two play, me and Vanessa had kind of a childhood band growing up. Did you and Robert write any songs about your family or anything growing up like we did, or not so much?
I don't think so. And I feel like anything that I didn't do, I feel bad about, obviously. Like I probably should have. No. But and you know, and I if he's ever listening, I can't say it to his face, but I'm proud of him. And I'm very sorry that I didn't like maybe do a band with him and hang out more. But we were best, you know, he's like my best little buddy. I think that he growing up was very quiet. And I was much more extroverted.
Yeah.
And I think that I kind of, you know, as you see, sometimes you see siblings, one is just like really much more like boisterous.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of times, and I just like, I don't know, I just think I knew a lot of words.
Yeah.
And I watched a lot of movie. Like I was just like, and he was really quiet.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's so funny because he's, you know, he has a company, Utopias, and he makes movies, and he's also lead singer of a band. And like, I see him on the stage, like just at the front of the stage, like, all right, woo, all right, how's everyone feeling out there? Like, and I'm just like, I can't believe that's my little brother, like who was so quiet. Because I could never do that. I would never be able to do that.
I think you could.
No,
you
don't, not true. Not. In a way that would feel like, I mean, maybe if I got used to it, but just the idea of just like, I remember one time he had his foot up like on the vocal monitor, like his, and I was like, wow, like that's amazing. Like I would never do that.
So much confidence.
Yes.
And, yeah.
And but he's so sweet. And it's like, so, anyone who's ever met my brother, he really is so sweet.
Yes.
And it's like, he's just, you know, I don't know. It makes me glad. I'm just so happy and proud of him. But yeah, he was really quiet. And I think that, you know, I think my brother Matthew would say, and I know this because he did say it recently at Robert's birthday party, that he said when he found out he was having a little brother who was going to be me, he was really excited. And then when he met me and everything, I wasn't what he was like expecting. And then Robert came along and that's what he was like talking about. Like, so he's like, he finally got like the little brother that he was like, kind of like hoping for. And they are like a real like team. They hang out all the time. And, I think that I was much, I was a bit more like, they have probably many more memories of together.
What you were lacking that Robert had, or what qualities about you?
Yeah.
How do you think you didn't quite make the grade there?
Well, when he said it, everyone laughed. It was a funny, it was like a thing at the, you know, and I was like, and then I was thinking, but like, I really like, it was like, right. It was at his birthday this year recently. It's like when Robert was, you know, and I was like, everyone was laughing. And I was like, that feels right, too. Like, I guess I feel like I've known that. I feel like I've known that on some level, that I wasn't the little brother that you wanted me to be and that Robert was. But I'm thinking about it now as I'm like getting salad, like as I'm like making a plate of dinner. I'm like, what was I? What? Like, I was asking myself the very question. I think that I wasn't like, maybe like, I think I'm more of like, I'm just like, don't touch me. Maybe more like that.
Yeah, maybe you were more standoffish.
Like, you know, more like they were like wrestling and just getting shut. I was kind of like, okay, like, I want to watch this. I want to watch this movie over here. You're being too loud.
He could have been just making a really funny joke though, too. Like that's a great.
It was a great joke. It's a funny joke. Yeah. And I think it was one of those things that was a joke and it was not. It was absolutely true. And it was true. But it was so sweet. And what makes me happy is he got the little brother he wanted.
Yeah.
That's what makes me happy. My brother got what he wanted. They all got what they wanted. But to this day, that's our sort of thing. It's like they text all the time and I'm on the text and then like I chime in like, haha. And they go like, oh, good of you to.
Well,
chime in after 4 days of this text thread or something. Like, I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Maybe your sister is, you were that to your sister, maybe, because, you know, you love
I was, but she was older enough. I was just kind of, you know, I was happy. I had a great
You're great. Yeah. Yeah. Now, Jonah, do you feel like you got what you were looking for? You didn't really get an opportunity to have another option.
Yeah, it's a good question. I never really thought about it.
I didn't either, by the way.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, my day job is as a therapist, and I wasn't expecting that. The podcast is usually very different than that, but I feel like we're getting pretty into the psychological subconscious
here.
It feels
like you have to really think about this.
Well, good. Welcome. No. There's no easy way out here with me.
That's right.
You want to do this? Let's do this.
I think so, but I do think if there was more kids, maybe it would change the dynamic, how we relate to each other, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember mom and dad threatened to like adopt a kid once when we were little?
Interesting. Cool.
Vaguely.
They were not threatening, but they threatening is the wrong word. But there was some news story on about these kids that needed to be adopted. I can't remember exactly. And they were like talking about it and seriously considering it. And I remember being, and it was just one night.
I think felt threatened and you're kind of projecting it onto this.
I was like, what the hell? Like, I was truly like, I was like, nope. Like, I remember being so upset about it. And then I don't know whatever happened. I don't think that I'm the reason they didn't do it, because I think they were like, she'll get over it. But yeah.
I don't remember that really.
But,
no.
But why, how did it come up? In what context?
Something
was
on the news. It was like, I don't know if these kids were from a different country or if it was something, it was news related.
Our neighbors down the street, they took someone in from like Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
And he lived there and he played guitar. He was actually this really cool guy who built electric guitars, and he was a teenager. Yeah. And he was a couple years older than us. Yeah. And he was somewhere from Eastern Europe and he lived with them for like a year or two.
Wow.
Jonah, that was our next door neighbors?
That was Chad. Chad's.
Oh.
Chad had this guy, his name was Tomeo.
Wow.
Right.
But he called himself Tom because kids at school would make fun of him, call him Tomato.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
So we call him Tom. He was a really cool guy, actually.
But like a teenage luthier.
Yeah. I know.
What were you like as a kid? I just built guitars.
Yeah.
I know. So you can give me like
it's pretty like a,
yeah,
that's amazing.
You could give me like a year and all the equipment and I probably couldn't build a guitar.
Yes, you could, John.
I don't know. Maybe.
You definitely could.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
I have a question that's kind of out of left field that I was thinking about when you were talking about Robert. What Robert was in the Princess Diaries, correct?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was that... What did you go to the premiere and were you so proud of? Like, because it sounds like he was so quiet before then, sort of.
Yes.
So I did that go. Must have been such a moment.
It was. See your,
yeah.
Yeah, I was. It was funny. Yeah, it was great. I mean, funny. Like I was. Yes, I do remember being there. Yes, I remember, and I visited the set too.
You did?
Yes, I visited the set one day. I saw Heather Maserato and Anne Hathaway and the whole thing. I think I was there for like this like bleacher. Is there like a scene, you know, the scene where they're like on bleachers, like playing basketball and something, and they're like walking up and down bleachers, kind of like.
Right.
I
don't know, yeah.
I was there. But yeah, that was, I was so proud of them.
I bet.
So proud. I mean, like, I truly, it's just like, you know, I'm proud. I mean, for anyone to put themselves out there, you know, in any way is just such a, you know, and I was really proud of it. I also just found it to be so bizarre because it was like, I didn't know that he was interested in that.
Yeah. Because had you already done Rushmore? Had you already? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you,
I had just done it basically. I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I mean, I was sort of in a similar boat, but yeah, it was amazing. And he was like, I also thought it was cool because I think he had, his band was in it too. Like he had really, he was already kind of like branding. He was only, he was only like, yeah, you can use my band too. And like, it was like, I love him.
Wow.
Yeah. And at the end, like, you know, at the end, like, he has like a really romantic thing and with all the lights. And I was there when they shot that. I remember going there for that. And it was like a beautiful night. I think it was like near USC.
Okay.
And not that it's, but so proud of him. And, you know, he's handsome too. He's a handsome guy. And he's just big. He's also, he's really touchy-feely. He really likes to touch you and pinch you, grab you and squeeze your shoulders. And he'll say, you good? You good?
Aww.
And squeeze you. And I say, yes, I'm good. I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm not the brother you want to do that to.
Yeah, come on, please. No, but it's good. But actually, I know this one guy, because that's his affect. He's very affectionate. And, you know, and he comes over and squeezes you and goes, you good? And he's constantly doing that. And I actually was working on something, and Robert and his wife, Zoe Grossman, who's an incredible photographer and coolest, funniest person, who went to elementary school with Robert, too.
Wow.
And they have children. And anyway, but she came to visit, both of them came to visit this where I was working. And she was talking to the on-set photographer. And then later he comes up to me, the on-set photographer goes, your brother's, I don't know, he's a little, what was it? Like getting a little heat. You gotta cool it down. Get a little heated. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, I was talking to his wife. We're talking about lenses and cameras. And your brother keeps coming up and putting his hands on my shoulders saying like, you good? Are we good? Everything good? And he kept hitting me. And I was like, Jesus, this guy's really possessive. He's like, really? You let him be, you know, all we were doing was talking about lenses. I was like, no, that really isn't real. That's not a threatening. That's his loving. That's love for him.
Yeah,
that's his
he was
lovingness.
Taking...
But he took it as like, you know, when people have a kind of sarcastic thing, like everything good, we're good here. Yeah, we're good. Like that is the same tone. And I could totally say, I had never thought about it until he had said that, but it's a very, it's like, everything good? We're good? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's like,
and it's like, yeah. I don't know what you call that tone, but yeah, that reminds me of this, my little cousin, when she was little, she had this thing. I was walking, she picked up a rock and threw a bunch of like a handful of like gravel at a car. And her mom said, no, do not, you cannot do that. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And I was like, geez, sarcastic. And I said, is she messing around? She goes, no, that's the weirdest thing is that the way she says sorry sounds like she is messing with me, but it's really real. And I was like, really? And then later I heard her do it again and she goes, oh, she dropped something. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm very sorry. Like, but it was just legitimately, she was sorry. But it was like, I couldn't wrap my head around it. It's like 4-year-old kid going, I'm so sorry. Oh, I didn't mean to. I won't do it again. Sorry. So sorry. I loved it. I was like, gosh, she really couldn't sound like she means it less.
Incredible.
Well, that's really funny. And on that note, I guess it's time for a commercial break. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with Jason Schwartzman.
That's right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today, I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
And we're back.
Jason, do you still play drums at all? You still drumming?
Yeah, I do, but it's a little bit. I have this a little electronic drum set that I just to try to mess around with, because the drumming that I love to do, it's such a lonely instrument, really, if you're not playing in a band with people, you know. It's like,
yeah,
it's fun to play drums and get up, but it's at a certain point, you know, I hadn't been playing in years. And then a friend of mine named Ben Queller was playing a show in LA to celebrate the 20th anniversary of this album he put out. And he'd also put out that album the same year that my old band, Phantom Planet, had put out an album. And so he said, do you want to come on stage with Alex, who was a singer of that band, and do a song from it? And I was like, oh, no, I don't want to do it. And then he's like, your kids could watch. And I thought, oh, my kids have never seen me play. And so I played drums for the first time, like real drums, really, for the first time in like 20-something years, just a few weeks ago. And it was so hard. I so out of breath. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I couldn't believe how deconditioned I was from drumming, seriously. Like, and even just like, even at the end of just from playing one song, I had gotten blisters and popped them in one song.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy just your body, just how I had forgotten that whole, you know, it's like if you like were like doing something at one level all the time, and then stopped, when you go back to doing it, you kind of expect to be like,
right,
to pushing yourself as hard as you had been doing it. And I forgot that had been after years of kind of building to it. And I was like, oh my God, like I almost blacked out, and it was so nuts. It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy.
That is, yeah, that's happened to me, actually. I used to run marathons, like, yeah, in my, and then I went running last year, and I was like, I'm just going to run like 8 miles. And I like couldn't walk for like 2 weeks afterwards.
Really?
But I was like, I used to do this all the time and no big deal. But yeah, your body kind of ages. And if you don't do something, your mind, you still think you can do it.
Yes. But you did the 8 miles.
I did, but it was like, I overdid it.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing, John.
Do you still run? Do you still running nowadays?
I don't really run that much. And maybe it wasn't 8 miles. Now that I'm thinking about it, it might be more like 5 miles.
That's still a lot of miles.
Still pretty
yeah,
great.
Yeah, something like that. Great. I do a lot of yoga and I've kept up on that. So I can still, I'm still pretty regular, but I don't run that much. I should do it more, but not that much.
Jonah's really, I know I say this all the time, but Jonah's really good at yoga. And when we both lived in New York, we would do yoga classes together sometimes. And the teachers were so into like, look at how Jonah's doing it. Like, oh, Jonah, can you do this? Yep, can you do that? And I'd be like, he's not the only Bayer here.
Yeah, okay? Please. Come on. But did you get any attention? Did you ever get, Vanessa, great job?
Oh, almost. That's why it was jarring is because I'm used to getting tons of attention.
No, I know, but with the yoga, I mean.
Oh, with the yoga?
Yeah.
A little bit, maybe because... Maybe because at the time I was on SNL, so maybe like I'd get like a little bit of like, good job, Vanessa, but it wasn't really doing a good job. Right. I'm not athletic at all. I'm so bad at every sport and such.
Yoga is, that's harsh.
Are you a yoga person or what's your,
I've tried it, but I'm not good at it. And I, you get better at it, right? I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Is there anything you like to do for kind of fitness stuff or
no? I not in a long time, but I like walking. I mean, I like walking, and I find that when you know walk, it just it's a great way to I think come up with like songs and ideas.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But I hadn't exercised in like the longest time, and I went hiking. I don't know what happened. I think I peaked physically in September. I had like 3 weeks where I was like,
so recently.
It was so crazy. It was 3 weeks. I hadn't exercised in a long, and I had like 3 weeks where I was like, I don't know what is happening, but like, this is what I've been waiting for my whole life. Like, I'm not tired. I can help everyone else. If you need to help me, I'll help you carry that. No problem. You know, I'll run to the mirror. I'll grab it. No problem. Like, I was just like, and I was like, I had so much energy and I don't know what, and I was like, what is happening to me? And like, I was talking to people on the phone. They're like, how are you? I'm like, can I say, I think this is, I've never been better. I don't know what's happening. And, and I would go on these hikes and I would go on these walks. And like, I had a little folder in my phone. Cause I'd be walking like, and I was just having like every idea was like, possible idea about a motorcycle that has a built-in shower. Like, everything was like right there for the taking.
Wow.
I would like hike. I'd like walk past people and they'd be like, yeah, I know. You put a wrench in. I'm like, put a wrench in it. Possible name for play. One act play. Put a wrench. Like, it's like everything. Like, yeah. And then at the end of those 3 weeks, I got really tired and I just took a nap. And when I woke up from that, I had no more enthusiasm on that level. And I haven't since. I don't know what, and it went away.
Wow.
But it was like, it was amazing. Like this 3 weeks of just like firing on every cylinder. I just was like, I get it. I get it. I get it. Yes.
Wow.
I get it. I get it. I get why people have felt this way. I get what we're talking about. I get life. I get it. Like, I am understanding now. This is life.
Amazing.
It was wonderful. And and I have like, I look back on my notes section in my folder and it's like, and then it just kind of ends. Peter's and they're up. Not very good ideas either. Well, and I would come back and tell my wife, I'm like, do you have a second? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, just imagine. Okay, just, okay. Here's the craziest thing. I had a coincidence of a lifetime on my hike. Like, check this out. Like, I don't know why, but I'm just thinking this word over and over again. I'm thinking this word over and over. The girl later, that's the name of her dog at the end of the hike. Like that. And she's like, okay. I'm like, that's just crazy, right? Like, I was just really enthusiastic.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Well, maybe I'll get
it
back. But
it
also,
was.
It seems
I
like.
I will.
Yeah, you will get it back. You will get it back. Now.
But if I don't, it's okay, too.
It's okay,
I don't.
Because it seems like the ideas were maybe. Maybe yeah, maybe so. In retrospect, the ideas, but ideas, I all ideas yeah. are, there's no, sure. you know.
I think I overshot it. I think something happened where I was like, my overall like soul was like, just really like, almost felt like caffeinated.
Yeah.
Or something. And then for 3 weeks, just everything was great and exciting. And I was just helpful. It was incredible. I'd get up. I was like, make coffee for you. What do you need me to do? You want a sandwich? You got a sandwich? Boom. I'd like make lunches for my kids that were like, each one was like customized with like a logo and the bread. Like, it was just like, I was like, I could do this forever. I was like, I
incredible. Incredible.
It was a great time. It was a great time. Time of my life.
Sounds amazing.
Those were the days.
So and then they were recent.
Yeah. It's September. September 1st to the 18th.
Wow.
I have the whole thing. I can see it on my phone.
Amazing. Well, you know, I wanted to bring up something that when we did that movie, The Polka King, together, something that you taught me. Maybe you were going through another 3-week. But what you taught me was, you remember we were all staying at this hotel and you taught me you could, I never thought of going online shopping and ordering stuff to the hotel.
Right. Yeah.
And you would do that. And you sort of taught me to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I taught you to do it. Wow.
I never thought to do it. And I remember I got these shoes from, I got these shoes on sale, these like Vince shoes.
Right.
And I just ordered them right to the hotel.
I know. It's crazy. The,
You I didn't mean just to like, stop the cover. You were on such a roll. And then it was like,
no, I wasn't on a roll. No. And there was, but you mean just like setting up like a.
Just the idea of like, I would always go like, oh, I have to wait till I get home to get this thing.
No.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Jonah and I were talking before this. It seems like you, I learned from filming that movie with you that you kind of love to shop. And we were also saying, you've got a pretty good, you're kind of known for your style. And to quote Jonah, he said, Jason is known for having a great fashion sense. And that's something that we have in common.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I do like your shirt, Jonah. I can see that your shirt is really nice with your, like the collar is a good size.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. My wife got me this one. Yeah.
And Jonah, who got you the t-shirt you're wearing?
Vanessa got me this shirt. Ithaca is gorgeous. I went to school at Ithaca College, but got this shirt. Vanessa filmed something
I love
recently.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Have you been like fashion or like style? Is that something you got interested in like later in life, or were you like that as a kid, or how did that kind of come up?
I don't
you?
Know, but I haven't bought any clothes in a long time. You I haven't? Don't think. Okay. But first of all, like, you know, I think that just in terms of like ordering stuff, on the flip side, you know, we were in Rhode Island, which has a lot, there were a lot of really great bookstores.
Yeah, that's right.
And that was one thing that like, you know, I kind of feel like it was a great, I thought it was a good balance of like, you know, there's nothing I think more fun than just like going and just looking around, you know what I mean? Like, and there were great clothing, like thrift clothing and secondhand stores. And I think that more than anything, I think it's just like the, just kind of looking around at things. Kind of like if you're on a beach, just like looking for like seashells. Like,
yeah,
it's sort of just like, oh, there's one. Like, it's not even something that you are setting out to want.
Right.
Or say, but you just think, you know, and like just seeing stuff and learning about it. And especially with books. Yeah. I mean, I didn't buy a lot of books, but I took a lot of photos of books.
That's my move too. I do that a lot.
A couple great, big one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I take photos and then I'm like, I'm going to buy this or take stuff from the library later, but then I never look at the photos again.
Yeah. Right. Make a folder. Right.
Folder.
Make a folder.
Yeah. I never make folders. I should. Yeah.
I don't really either, but I'm talking to myself when I say that. I see myself in you. But yeah, I'd also think like with that, with ordering things, definitely. Certain things I love. I mean, I definitely was in a phase too then. And, you know, I've just, you know, I love a little something waiting for you when you get back.
It is so fun.
Yeah. And I, you know, typically for me, it's like a cable or, you know, it's not like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like nuts, but a piece of, you know, a thing. And I've lessened it. Because I'm finding that I have a lot of the stuff that I'm wanting.
Right, that you want to,
Yeah, and I just need to just organize it a bit better. But yeah, I do like to order things, and it's a problem.
I might be wrong about this. Did I introduce you to Nordstrom? Remember there was a Nordstrom near our hotel?
I have the card. I still have the gift card that you bought me. I never used it because I felt so, made me so happy. That it's like, I don't want to freeze. I want to freeze the moment. So I felt like if I use it, I don't mean that you spend money on nothing, but like it's like a gift card and just made me happy because, and that really, you know, more than anything, I think that you introduced me to the idea of the gift card.
Oh, wow.
very much so. And now it's like a big thing that for a big staple of my gift card, I even buy them for myself. But like, it's just nice to give someone the power to go find something that they might be interested in on your dime.
Well, I think,
you know,
I think that
I had never been given a gift card. I was like from Vanessa.
Wow.
And I didn't want to cash it because I was like, I want this to last forever, sort of this moment. Because once it's done, it's just this piece of plastic. But right now it has something in quotes in it. That is you and that is your spirit.
That's so nice. Well, I will say Nordstrom has great customer service and they will honor that. It does. I'm sure it doesn't expire. You know.
Really?
But I'm sure.
Okay, great.
But I think I was so sad. I mean,
onto it though, for sure. You got me into Nordstrom, for sure.
Well, we had a Nordstrom. Our mom is crazy about Nordstrom.
Really?
And we had a Nordstrom came to our neighborhood. Like I was probably, I'm sure I told you this while we were in Rhode Island, but I was probably like 15 and we got a Nordstrom at our mall. And Jonah, I don't know, I don't know if you remember this, but I was part of the Nordstrom fashion board, which was basically like a marketing thing they did where they would get like a bunch of teenagers to like, you'd come like once every other month and do like a class and you'd learn about like different elements of Nordstrom, and you'd get like a discount, but it was just sort of like a way to like create buzz around the new Nordstrom. But I've always been a pretty big Nordstrom fan. And that, so when there was a Nordstrom near a hotel that you could walk to, I thought this is incredible. Now I will say too, I was only on that movie for like maybe 4 days. I stayed like an extra day because I liked you guys so much. I liked you and Jenny.
We were there for like weeks.
I know. I was only there for like 4 days. With you for like 4 days. Maybe I stayed an extra day, but I must have gotten you gift cards because Jenny has brought it up to me too.
Yeah, I have it.
It might seem like I brought it up to that's not why I brought
it up.
No. But it is something. No, it's not something I would do. I was going to say, but I think I was so sad to leave that I wanted to give you guys something. And you know, Jenny, Jenny Slate, she was visiting here and she was like, thank you for the Nordstrom gift card. I have these Erewhon gift cards that you can use. The next time you're at Erewhon, she gave me like 3 Erewhon gift cards, which was so nice.
No way.
And I used them in one visit. And they got so mad at me because they were all for like,
really?
One was for like $24.22. Then like the next one was for like $8. And I was like, and there's one more. And they're like, they were getting so mad at me. But it was so, because she was like, I don't live, you know, take these Erewhon gift cards. I don't need them.
Why were they for those interesting amounts?
I know. I need to ask her. I need to ask her.
Mystery.
It was
maybe they had more on them at one point and she'd been using them.
That's maybe. Like maybe several people had given her gift cards and she was like, there's value, you know, as you said, there's value in this card. I'm not going to use it. So.
But there's something about upsetting also people at a place that's all about such good vibes. it's like weird. You feel like it's like seeing like the bad side of a teacher or something. Like,
yes, totally.
Oh my
totally.
Gosh. Like, I thought you were so nice.
Yes. Yeah. They're like, hey, are you a member of the club? You know, like, do you get the discount? You know, and then I'm like, here's these 3 gift cards. And they're like,
rolling his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny. Oh my gosh. No. Yeah.
What gift cards have you bought for yourself? I'm curious about that because that's an interesting move.
I got, believe it or not, an Apple gift card.
Okay.
Nice.
For myself. And then I got, I hate to say, but I got a Target one.
Yeah.
Okay.
For myself as well. And partly to do with, I buy it for myself, but that it's also my daughter, my middle child, Una, she loves... Like I always get at am I stealing Is this stealing? Oh, no.
I've walked a fuzzy line throughout
Jonah
my life
walks
on this
kind line. Of stuff, you're not going to make us.
So you my answer is probably going to be no.
You know, when you know, at like any store, there's like not any store, but like at stores, at certain stores, there'll be like a rack of corporations and be like Best Buy, Starbucks, and there's like gift cards for it.
Totally.
You buy it, then you put something on it, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I take all those for my daughter. Like, we stock up on all the different companies.
Okay.
And we've got like Subway, we have all of them. Because we like to place like supermarket and stuff in her room. And I'm often like, it's her market. And so usually I'm paying with credit card. So I use those as my thing. Like, do you take this? She's like, yeah, and she'll take it. And like, shing. So, but they're great for playing with like fake credit cards. So I take lots of those gift cards. I don't put anything
on. And you don't put money. I think that's...
But the Apple ones I do. But then now I'm just wondering, like, am I stealing? Like, there's nothing on them, is there? Like, no.
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 And then definitely, like, for my kids, it's a good present, I think, too.
Yeah.
Especially to get for other... I know it doesn't sound fun. I mean, that's the thing is, like, it doesn't seem like a fun thing in the beginning, but when you realize what it is, it really is a kind of a great gift, because like Vanessa, when she gave it, it's like basically saying, like, here's go find something.
Yeah,
which is fun, you know.
I was just picturing like maybe getting like an Amoeba gift card or something, and I got $50 to spend on record. Like, what could be better than that?
I know. That's great.
We had so much fun hanging out with Jason that we kept talking and talking. So we split our conversation into two episodes.
Check out part two of our conversation with Jason Schwartzman next week. And remember to like and subscribe to the podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.